You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. All right, troops. This is Beefcake back here again, and there's some information I kind of wanted you guys to have. I wanted to start off with a little story. Sometimes I'm away for a while, I come back when I got something important to say, and this one is best explained with a story. It has a little bit to do with my past life, and I'm sure some of you guys can relate, and you probably already know where I'm getting at with this, but I feel it needs to be talked about anyway because of the situation we're in. And what we're in right now is a war of words. This is my first rodeo in practical politics, but it is not my first rodeo in a war. And that's the little prelude for a little story here. Back when I was in the military fighting a more traditional type of war, I'm not going to say the exact time I was there. I value my anonymity, but I was in Baghdad, and it was between 2003 and 2005, and I was on the quick reaction force for a particularly hot area, and we were doing a very good job there. I mean, for as good a job as could be expected, you know, regardless of what you want to say about the war or politics, dealing with it, whatever, that's irrelevant. But the team I was on was very good at what we did. Nonetheless, the pressure gets to some of the troops sometimes. In all wars, you will have troops going battle bonkers. And I had a very good buddy of mine. Good guy. I mean, I loved him like a brother. And one day he went nuts. We had someone try blowing himself up on the side of the road. And we were assessing the damage to our vehicles and to the roadside and whatnot. And you've got to check out the area after something like that happens. My buddy decided to start a habit of collecting human parts. All right, that sounds pretty grisly, but he was keeping some human parts in a cooler. All right, yeah, that's disgusting. When our NCO found out about it, when it got brought up to him, my buddy, this guy who I had been through thick and thin with, who I trusted with my life, He ended up going away, and we didn't see him again. Years later, I found out what happened. He ended up getting, you know, some psychological treatment. He got discharged from the military. You know, basically, he went war wacky. War wacky happens, okay? It doesn't mean that we're going to completely throw our buddy under the bus. It doesn't mean that we hate him. It doesn't mean that we don't love him. And it doesn't mean that we don't respect his accomplishments. By all means, I still have fond memories with this guy. He still did some amazing things. He was a guy who showed a lot of courage for a long time. But the pressure finally got to him and he cracked under it. You know, he felt like he had the weight of the world on his shoulders. And sometimes people have issues dealing with that kind of pressure and that kind of anxiety. And again, in all wars, people go war wacky. Okay? And when somebody does, we can't allow them to harm the rest of the team. Whatever their problem is, you know, whether they were a plant from the enemy in the first place, or whether they just happen to be a guy who really does love us and loves our cause, but just his brain finally caved under the pressure. And he did something dumb or something crazy, might have harmed his own team members. These things happen in all wars. And so, if you're going to be a member of Bugs, I'm going to tell you, there's one of the unfortunate parts of war. Even when you're in a war of words, you are going to occasionally have a buddy who goes war wacky. You're occasionally going to have somebody who seemed like they were a white rabbit warrior for a long time fighting alongside us, that might have been a very important member of our team, a star player, in fact. And sometimes they are going to lose it, and they're going to start being disruptive. They're going to start causing infighting in the group. They're going to start maybe having attacks of paranoia and thinking other members of the group are out there to cause problems for them. They're going to flip out if they're not going to get credit for something. One thing we are here at the Swarm about doing is using effective tactics and stealing each other's tactics. Okay? Occasionally, you're going to contribute to something and you're not going to get credit for it. shit. Oops. A mistake was made. And it's not intentional. No one's out here to get anyone. Okay. We are a team of guys who are essentially volunteers fighting to put an end to white genocide. And occasionally we're going to make mistakes. Okay. Or things are just going to happen that aren't going to make us happy. Okay, and when you're dealing with a lot of pressure and you feel like the weight of the world's on your shoulders, sometimes you can crack and you can start to get mad and lash out because it starts to sort of consume you in your world. When that happens, it's time to take your ball and go home if you start causing problems within the group. Okay, and I'm not faulting anyone and calling them a bad guy for folding under the pressure. What I'm saying is there's a time where you're gonna have to step away from things if you're starting to crack. And I much prefer that if somebody is starting to lose it, that they simply take the time off, get that torn hamstring fixed, take the time off to heal so they can come back into it with a level head, but that they voluntarily bow out for a while before becoming disruptive, before having problems. We're fighting a war against zombies, basically, with the war of words. We've got brainwashed masses who are actively supporting their own genocide that we're trying to open their eyes to. We're trying to wake up that sleeping white titan so it can put an end to white genocide, that forced blending scheme that's been forced on all white countries and only white countries. Conditions forced on us that make enough inner marriage and interbreeding inevitable to blend our race out of existence, thus destroying our race, and then calling anyone who has a problem with it names to silence them is the modus operandi of white genocide. And we use our mantra to open people's eyes to that and the thinking contained in that mantra. And it is a war of words, but occasionally you will still have someone folding under the pressure because it's a lot of pressure when you're waking people up to their own genocide. And again, it feels like you're fighting an army of zombies. Okay, and we're all familiar with that meme when people are going up against an army of zombies. Occasionally, one of your buddies gets bit by a zombie. Okay, and a lot of times they're just going to fight for that last 8 hours of their human life and try to pretend like they weren't bit, and then they go zombie. Now, that doesn't mean they were always a zombie, but they went zombie. They started attacking their own group members when they went zombie. And does this mean with that we're going to completely act like they never were? Or we're going to, that it's going to hurt our morale, that it's going to slow us down? No, we're still in this to win this. Okay, we are still. I mean, that's not really cliche, but screw it, I'll steal whatever meme I want. We're in this to win this. Deal with it. We are fighting white genocide, and we are fighting an army of zombies. The pressure is going to get to people sometimes. Sometimes someone's going to get bit by a zombie. These things are going to happen, but we are continuing to make headway. We are continuing to win battles. Winning battles is how you attract members to your team. There was a podcast I put out a while ago called The Recruiting Conundrum, how, really the fact of the matter is we haven't really found a means to recruit besides simply winning battles. Okay, when we are effective, people want to join the effective team. And sometimes you're going to get enemy plants that are going to come in and were a plant from the beginning. Sometimes you're going to get people that come in that are great warriors fighting alongside you for a long time, valuable members of the team. They're going to lose their head one day and have a tantrum in the locker room. It's going to happen. And when they start creating disruption, they're gone. None of us are above our above. None of us are above the cause. Okay, if I start to go crazy and I start to become disruptive, you guys might have to tell even Beefcake to take a hike. And I, at this moment in time, I'll say that, if that ever happens, I certainly don't want it to be the case, but even I am not critical to the success of this team. Okay, even Horace isn't. Okay. And now I love having him on our side. I pray to God Horace doesn't go battle bonkers, but even Horace is not critical to our team. Bob, who started this whole thing, I love Bob. He's great. I love reading his articles. I love the support he gives to the team. I love how he shows people how to look at the world differently, how to look for obvious contradictions, obvious things people aren't seeing that are really important. He gave us the mantra. Bob has had anxiety attacks. Bob has had issues with the pressure, but Bob also doesn't become disruptive amongst his own team. If he ever did, if Bob was ever going to to become disruptive, he would want us to tell him to take his ball and go home. Now, I pray I never have to see that I never have to see the guys I look up to doing that, but occasionally you will have valuable star players on your team might just overdose on one too many roids and have a rage fit in the locker room. It happens sometimes, and sometimes it happens to the best players on the team because they're feeling so much pressure. Sometimes in a war of words like we're in, you get an enemy plant. But for whatever it is, I value the accomplishments and contributions anyone has made to the team. But if they ever become disruptive, you have to send them home. And at the same time, you have to keep your chin up, and you have to keep fighting those battles. You have to keep going out there and winning. And as you win those battles, you're going to recruit people to come in simply by being effective in winning battles. People see that you're being effective and they want to come on and join the team that's winning. Okay, people want to play for the winning team. So the more effective you are and the more battles you win, you'll get new people that come on board. Occasionally, you're going to get folks you got to send home, but at the same time, you're also going to get some great players simply by going out there and winning battles. What do you do when something like this happens? When one of your guys, one of our best players, recently had to be sent home with his ball? What do you do? The same thing we've been doing, guys. What are we going to do tonight? The same thing we do every night. We're wake up the world to white genocide and save our people. That's all you can do. All you can do is keep a level head, value the accomplishments the person made for your team before they went battle bonkers. But sometimes the pressure gets to people. You know, like I said, Bob himself has had anxiety attacks. Okay? And I could only imagine what it was like for him before there was a swarm and before there was a team. Okay? I personally, Beefcake here, I have some health issues. Okay? I had some injuries when I was in the military. I have some physical pain. For a number of years, fortunately, I managed to kick it years ago, but I had a habit of painkillers for a while, and that led to some problems. I now have issues digesting certain kinds of foods. It can make it distracting for me to podcast sometimes. Sometimes I get frustrated. Sometimes I feel anxiety. And when I do that, I would much rather just step away from things for a little bit. You know, if I have a lot of chaos going on in my personal life, I have things causing me stress, I would rather step away from the team, sit out a couple games, than become disruptive to the team. You know, no one's going to fault you if you got to mend something for a while, or if you're dealing with some anxiety issues or whatever mental stuff you got going on. We understand that this stuff gets to people. You're fighting an army of zombies, okay? Yeah, it sucks. It gets to you. But we got to draw the line somewhere, guys, and we draw the line at being disruptive to the team. You start causing infighting, you're actively harming the team. Okay, there's a big difference between saying, I got to sit this game out, guys, and if you're having problems, you know, we'd much rather you take your ball and go home than become disruptive to the team. There's a world of difference between the two things. You know, if you're going to cause problems, get out of our damn way. All right, that's the bottom line is, we are fighting for the survival of our race. That's what matters first and foremost. Most of us are here with anonymous handles. Who the hell is Beefcake? Okay, you think Beefcake is really going to be upset if he doesn't get credit for something? You know, I did a voice for the anti-racist Hitler, the Swarm production. You know, that's got over 150,000 views. It's awesome. I watch it. It's entertaining as all heck. Please spread it around to all your friends and family. I did a couple voices for it. Believe it or not, yeah, Beefcake did a couple voices for something, it didn't make the final cut. All right. It didn't make the final cut. My name's not in the credits because I didn't make the final cut. It's what happened. Now, I think I said one sentence up on the Swarm. I was like, oh, I got cut. Aw. But hey, it's an awesome video. And I mentioned that too right afterwards. You know, that I mean, sometimes things are going to happen and you want to be a valuable contribution to something and your contribution doesn't get used and you get cut from it. That's okay. You didn't see me ranting and raving and getting really upset because I wasn't invited to be a bigger part of it, and I feel like I'm so big to fighting white genocide because I run Beefcake's Boot Camp. No, this is just an instructional series, and I think is worth the team hearing that could benefit you guys. But if I don't get invited to one of the parties, I don't mind. That's okay. As long as you're out there fighting white genocide, you take anything that I tell you that's useful and valuable and you use it. And if something I said on a former podcast is outdated, no longer usable, and it's simply outmoded and been passed off by the adaptations and evolution of our tactics, and something I put out there doesn't need to be used anymore, and you want to chuck something I told you to do because it's no longer useful, go ahead. My feelings aren't hurt so long as you're out there waking up that white titan so that we can put an end to white genocide. That's okay. You got to have thick skin to be a bugser, and sometimes you're not going to always get credit for things. That happens. You know, again, that's not a reason to have roid rage in the locker room and be throwing your helmet at the locker, spreading rumors between different players, or just trying to cause dissent in the group. I mean, come on, guys. Over getting an anonymous handle, put in some credits or something like that, or whatever the hell we get mad and upset about. You got to remember, these are your allies fighting for the future of your race. They're fighting for the future of your grandchildren to exist and still look like you. So for God's sake, give them a little bit of leniency. You know, if you do some recordings or something and it doesn't get used for the final thing, don't go on and start complaining and thinking someone has it in for you, and just whatever the case is. And if you're just having mental issues because you forgot to take some pills or something like that, you know what? If you're asked to go home because you're having problems, if your buddies see that you got a zombie bite on your arm, they're not saying they don't value you or your contributions. They're simply saying you've got some issues right now to work through. You need to go home, and we're probably not going to trust you with any high-level contributions when you come back because of the tantrum you had before. You know, I'll never have a problem with someone going out and posting the mantra. Okay, go ahead, post the mantra, be on message, be on it privately on your own if you want to be. That is fantastic, especially if you have issues being a team player. And we do got dissidents on our team that don't like doing team stuff. That's fine. Go out there, be on message. But just remember, you got to be able to play together and play nice if you want to be part of one of the collaboration projects, because collaboration means working with other people. And sometimes you're not going to get the proper credit that you feel you deserve. We're not about deserving here. Okay. If you want credit for something, just openly take credit for it. So long as you're spreading the message, that's fantastic. But don't get mad and be butthurt and have a tantrum if things don't seem to work out your way, because that's not being effective, is it? Again, our cause is more important than any of the individual members. We are fighting for the future of our people. We are fighting for the right of our people to preserve our own existence in the face of genocide. That's what matters. So if you got bit by a zombie, if you're having an anxiety attack, if you're having problems, okay, we would much rather see you sit a game out than become disruptive to your own team. And for those team members out there who have their feelings hurt when one of your buddies goes battle bonkers, you know what? Sometimes your buddy's going to turn zombie before he gets a chance to let his buddies know what happened. Okay, sometimes you're going to deal with a buddy going battle bonkers. It happens. I've had close friends of mine kill themselves. I've had a close buddy of mine keep human body parts in a fucking cooler. Okay, that's some scary shit. Okay, it really is. Now, fortunately, we're in a war of words here, so we're not going to see any of that really grisly stuff in person. But there are going to be things that hurt, and it really hurts when one of your buddies goes crazy. When someone does something detrimental to the team, when somebody does something disruptive, when somebody does something where it seems like they're getting close to you, and you're getting emotionally attached to this person and to having this team member, and you feel so good to have them there by you, and it gives you a sense of comfort and security, and then they become disruptive and they harm the team. Yes, it hurts. Okay, it sucks. You lose sleep over it. Okay, this particular person that went bonkers, I felt like I got punched in the gut when I heard what happened. It really sucks to see one of your guys become disruptive to the team, especially when it's one of your star players. Okay, when you got a valuable guy on the team and he has roid rage and goes crazy, yeah, it sucks. I don't like it, but at the same time, you got to keep your game face on. You got to go out there. You got to win. You got to fight those battles. We got to keep up the good fight. As they say, because what ultimately matters is our cause. Putting an end to white genocide means more than any individual member of the team. And that, in a sense, can give you a sense of security. That if for some reason you're ever having an anxiety attack, you're ready to go battle bonkers, just know that even if you have to step away to prevent yourself from becoming disruptive to the team, if you're having an issue and you just need to get your head right, remember, we're going to keep being out there and we're going to keep fighting and we're going to keep winning those battles. You know, the times where I've had to step away from a while, I come back and I see how much has been done when I was gone and how much good work and how much headway has been made, how many battles have been won in waking up white people to white genocide. I see the message out on the news, on the old traditional media picking up our stuff, maybe by accident, maybe because they didn't get the message not to touch our stuff. I see our message going crazy in places like Spain. I see them talking about a mantra movement in Sweden. I see this thing burning up all over Europe. I'm seeing light at the end of a tunnel because of all the hard work that our team has done, even during those times where I had to step away from it for a little bit. And so I offer these words of encouragement. When something bad happens, just remember, you got a team behind us. It's not a big team, but they're doing big things. We're doing big things. We're accomplishing great things. We will see the survival of our people, and we will see an end to white genocide. I honestly believe within our own lifetimes, we will see an end to white genocide, and probably sooner than later because of the hard work our team is doing. Okay, so when one of your buddies has a problem, goes battle bonkers, becomes disruptive, has to take their ball and go home and has to be sent home because they were creating problems, just keep your chin up and remember that our team is still winning battles and we are still moving this ball in the right direction, and it's already starting to go downhill. Okay, the message is growing, it's getting bigger and bigger, and our team is becoming very, very successful. We have a successful team, and we are going to win this thing. And so just remember that. You know, sometimes you're going to have a buddy that goes crazy and goes zombie, but remember, we are winning this war of words. We have a tactic that our enemy cannot touch without spreading it on themselves. We have the tools to win this, and we have a team that's in this to win this. And keep that in mind. Even when bad things happen, we are still winning this thing, and we are fighting for the future of our people, and we are going to put an end to white genocide, even if some of our guys have problems. So I want you guys to remember that all wars have troops that go battle bonkers. But at the same time, we can still win this war. And that's about all I have to say at this moment, guys. Keep up the good work. And I'll be with us back again when I need to be.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.